Hi, I'm Georgia Kondek. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Additional funding has been awarded to assist farmers in the Great Barrier Reef catchments. Seven new trainee extension officers will be able to join the government's Agricultural Extensions Work Placement Program. I spoke with Queensland Farmers Federation Chief Executive Joe Shepherd, who says there's growing interest in this field.
It's a really great program, so the Agricultural Extension Work Placement Program. It's really about attracting talent to the ag sector across the reef catchment to help us as a sector build our capacity to continue to do the amazing work farmers are doing in terms of developing on-farm best practice and sustainable agriculture. The program has commenced in 2018. So QFF are really pleased to receive this ongoing funding for the program. So since 2018, around 31 extension officers have graduated from the program. In this upcoming year, we've got 8 extension officers participating. It'll be a 15-month program for 2024. So that will bring the total numbers to 39 once this cohort have graduated. But it's been a really positive initiative working with agribusinesses across the ag sector in the reef catchment. Obviously, that reef catchment region is just an absolute powerhouse of food production for consumers with an incredible diversity of production ranging from avocados, melons, bananas, citrus, through to beef, pork, chicken, eggs, barramundi, prawns. So lots of the foods that we all love are produced in that region. It's also, of course, the Great Barrier Reef region, which is an iconic natural asset for all of us and an important tourism destination as well. So as a catchment, some really good work has taken place over sort of really the last 5 to 10 years around the community and industry coming together to really, make sure that they can continue being the production powerhouse, for Australia and for consumers, but also, they can improve in terms of on-farm best practice programs, which are really delivering water and soil quality outcomes for the region and the reef, but also contributing to a sustainable farming sector so that we can continue to produce all of our favourite foods as well.
This kind of funding really brings in more people to help work on these such important, this important project. Like you said, this project really enhances a wide range of the agriculture industry. So can you just outline a little bit for me what it means for those who want to be a part of this and now with this extra funding, can get on board, can do the course and to do what they want to be doing?
I think we're finding that there's growing interest from schools and universities across Queensland and particularly up in the reef catchment area around getting involved in sustainable agriculture. The region's really proud of the food that they do produce for consumers. And it's, some of the best food that we all love. So I think that growing interest in people wanting to come and work in the ag sector, to develop the sustainable farming practices and build on the good work that farmers have already done, the interest is really growing. So this program is a really proactive supporting initiative which helps graduates who are interested in, working in the sustainable agricultural sector, producing food but also delivering environmental outcomes.
That was Queensland Farmers Federation Chief Executive Joe Shepherd telling myself about the additional funding to assist farmers in the Great Barrier Reef catchments. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email, ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Georgia Kondek. Have a great day.